Okay, this is the doctrines class, the satisfaction of Christ. We're looking at lesson 9, defining the character of Christ's sacrifice. And we are on handout page 2. We'll start at the top of the page just to get a running start. It is the perfect satisfaction which Christ rendered to all the demands of the law and which God places to the credit of every true believer in him that allows the believer to be righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Who knows what that says? And he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Number one, so truly is Christ's righteousness placed to their account, it is said to be upon all them that believe. Let's look at Romans 3:22.
Even the righteous of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all of them that believe, for there is no difference.
And then 23 tells you why.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen. Okay? So it's upon all them that believe. Now, let's just take a second here and let's talk about what does it mean upon all those who believe? What does the word believe mean? What does it mean to you? Put it that way. Tom, what does the word believe mean to you?
Well, it's firmly held.
Firmly held, okay?
Heart and mind, making that heart and mind connection.
Heart and mind connection. June.
Trust and obey.
Trust and obey. Everybody's walking on the grass this morning.
Submission.
Let's get a little deeper. Believing in Christ is a lifestyle. All those things you said is true, but ultimately anybody can make that statement and say, I believe in Christ because I do all those things that you said. But actually believing in Christ is a lifestyle. It's how you live. It's that you live your life biblically. What does that mean?
Applying his word to your life.
Applying his word to your life. In other words, if he says, don't be drunk, don't be drunk. If he says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves as is the manner of some, but get together. I think it's Hebrews 10:24. So that's why we come and worship, because we're told not to forsake the assembling of ourselves. When he says anything in the book, we're to do that. When he says forgive, we forgive. When he says confess your sin and give up the guilt, confess your sin and give up the guilt. All